Led by the Spirit of God into the desert, 40 days of prayer and fasting had prepared him for that which was to come. The earthly ministry he would soon begin, a journey destined to be a blend of joys and sorrows. In this wilderness experience, Jesus had remained faithful and had not altered in the face of Satan's temptations. Jesus began his earthly ministry by calling his disciples. He passionately taught them and others, providing hope and healing to all who would listen. Compelling messages of grace and love inspired people from every walk of life to heed the Master's call, turn from their sinful ways, and follow him. He was the way, the truth, and the life. This was the Christ, the living rock, on which all persons could take their stand and build their faith in the living God. They perceived to be a false portrayal of true faith. Amidst Christ's clarion call for people to turn and follow him, winds of change were beginning to blow.
Growing unrest was evolving into evil plots to undermine and end this influence of this teacher, the humble man from Galilee. For the Jewish Passovers, and again, Jesus was surrounded by a large host of devoted followers. As he prepared to enter Jerusalem for the holy festival, the people shouted their praise for all they had witnessed through him. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel. Defiant religious leaders said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Tell them to silence their voices." But Jesus responded, "I tell you this, if they keep quiet, the rocks themselves will cry out in praise."
Thank you.
Passover festival, Jesus gathered his disciples to share the Passover meal. As he shared with them in this intimate gathering, he took bread and the cup, offering it to them, saying, "Take this, eat and drink it in remembrance of me." It was a foreshadowing of the hours which were soon to come. Following the meal, Jesus went to Gethsemane to pray. In agony, he prayed to his Father for strength to walk the path that was before him, a path that would lead to abandonment and rejection by his closest followers, a path that would lead to false accusations by those he had come to save, a path that ultimately would lead to his death. In the darkest and loneliest of hours, in the midst of agony and deepest despair, Jesus reflected a resolute commitment, much like he had revealed in the desert of temptations, to fulfill the plan he had been called to do. He was truly a rock in a desert of shifting sand. Jesus was led to Golgotha, the place of the skull, to be crucified. In a final act of submission, Jesus was nailed to a cross to die a criminal's death. Standing beneath that cross, the faithful few who witnessed his final hours and heard his final words found confirmation deep in their souls that this was indeed the Christ, the precious cornerstone of their faith, now torn from the earth's very foundation. He took down the body, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb, one that had been cut out of the rock. Then he rolled a large stone in front of the entrance. Concerned that the followers of Christ might attempt to steal the body and tell others that he had been raised from the dead, Pilate ordered that the tomb be secured by placing a seal on it, with guards stationed there to ensure that nothing would happen. It was now early morning on the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene and some other women made their way to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. As they approached the tomb, they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the tomb?"